Get it going. Yeah. Get it going.
What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party. Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright?
Hello! This is Stephen Barber, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, Nikki G.
Yo, yo.
What up, cuz?
What's up, cuz?
Same old.
Back in the studio.
Back in the studio. Yep.
This is the dream.
This is the dream. This is the playoff week, as you heard.
playoffs? What was that?
Playoffs?
Man. Lucky if we win another game.
You want to talk playoffs? Pitiful.
That's one of my favorite sound bites.
Just great. I can't. I mean, they should have given him a lifetime contract right then.
Yep, he was.
That's a coach that wants to win.
That was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Other than that, back we got Don with us here again, feeling more energized. I'd say.
Yeah,
right, Don, you feeling good today?
We really do have to get going.
President-elect, yeah, he's probably pretty busy.
But off the campaign trail, I'm sure that was, you know, now he's got some time to relax, you know.
But we don't know. I know words. Donald Trump.
Just wild in the studio.
Just wild today, Don. Good to see you. Good to have you back.
What I say is what I say.
I don't know. Maybe I want something else.
Who does know?
Oh, they do a website.
Cost me $3.
Oh, man. Alrighty.
Alright.
Before we let Donald get before, us too off yeah, track.
Before we go too off track.
We got a special playoff episode today.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Look at those numbers.
Look at the numbers. And somebody look at that.
That's... Just look at
yeah,
that.
Look, we're going to look at some numbers, maybe do a little different. I suppose we'll still,
yeah,
if there's a couple waiver targets still available, we'll try to hit those, but a little bit different show,
yeah,
since probably
some people are starting playoffs,
and
some
half
people
the league
are,
probably doesn't care anymore.
And this is the last week before playoffs.
That's
for
right.
Some people, so.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is what it matters. You might have a chance to make some money.
Yeah,
you
there
gotta
might
know
be
the,
money on the line.
The right people to put in there.
And what happens is I always second guess myself at the last second and pull people, so I gotta just stop talking to other people.
Yeah, don't ask me for advice. That's the lesson here.
Just gotta completely stop and just trust myself.
Yeah, it's tough, I know.
And then we still got a Thursday night game we gotta talk about.
Yeah, another good Thursday night game.
Oh, finally.
Finally.
When we're on it, we just nail it right now.
Yeah,
I'm so
not?
Excited for this.
Why not? Oakland, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Is that at KC, you said?
At Kansas City. That is going to be cold and loud.
Yeah, and Oakland, you said, right, is 5-0 on the road.
5-0 on the road.
Man.
10-2, six wins in a row.
And
we got Kansas City at 9-3, 3-0 in the division.
Kansas City's fucking defense and special teams continues to get it done somehow. You see how they won that game?
Mm-hmm.
It was a two-point conversion
try. Barry.
Oh, my God.
Did he have two picks?
He had pick six and then that. Yeah, that one that he returned all the way. What a monster.
All the way. That should be worth more than 2 points.
And he's, like, from Atlanta, so his family's in the crowd and stuff. Yeah.
Just nice.
Letting them know.
Letting everybody know.
Yeah. Yep.
Trump all fired up today.
Yeah, so I don't know what to make of that game. I mean, Kansas City just doesn't seem to have much of an offense, but they get it done.
Spencer Ware,
they're
I think Macklin's going to be back.
Yeah, that's
I think that helps.
That helps.
But I think Derek Carr keeps rolling here?
I think Carr keeps rolling. Yeah, I think it's going to be
I wonder what the now this is what I want to say.
So
what I've learned,
go ahead,
and I always just never pay attention to weather. Weather.
It got me so hard in Chicago with Kaepernick and the blizzard.
It got me with...
Cost me the playoffs in the other league.
It's probably not as bad, you know, with Jordy Nelson and Rodgers, but I could have played Carr.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have played almost anybody else.
At least Rodgers got better than two.
That's tough. Yeah.
How did Kaepernick go from QB1 to 2?
I don't know.
Not QB2, points.
I had Jordan Howard. He was pretty close to RB1.
Who beat him? David Johnson, maybe? Yeah.
David Johnson beat him.
I was going to say, he had 28 or something, 29.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the Thursday night game.
Thursday night game, sorry.
We're all right.
Yeah, it's all fantasy.
Spencer Ware. Now, I think, like, didn't you say this is one of those guys that's on one of those playoff rosters?
I think he's one of the highest owned on current playoff rosters this year. You know, one of the highest percentage. Let me pull that back up real quick.
This is a guy that probably didn't get drafted too high, you know, if at all, I guess. Maybe as a handcuff to Charles, but...
I picked him up off waivers at one point and dropped him.
And on the other side, Latavius Murray, somebody I hadn't dropped after he started getting all messed up with the turf toe, and he seems to be dominating.
Getting it going again, isn't he? What the fuck?
So... It just kind of seems like that's one of those things when you get what you get or whatever they say.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think this has Raiders by 3. Is that what you got?
I've got Chiefs by 3. Chiefs minus 3.
Chiefs minus 3.
Yeah. So basically, that's just home field. That's all they're saying. It's pretty much a push.
And you know, I almost believe that because it's going to be really loud and really cold.
Yeah.
Thursday night? Everybody's going to be fucking drunk at that game. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? You don't think they work on Friday in Kansas City?
Not when they're playing Oakland for 4-0 in the division.
Be drunk.
The whole city.
Thursday.
The whole city.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
I've been to Kansas City. It's a fun time in the Power and Light District. I'll give a shout out. Fucking A.
Power and Light District.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, probably a push. This should be a good game. I'm excited for a lot of offense. I think if you got Murray, you're playing him. I think if you got Coop, you might consider a flex.
Yeah, I think Cooper's a good play.
Carr, I think there's only 7 players that have more points than him.
Yeah, Carr should have a good week.
So you flip a coin, you definitely play Kelsey. What about Tyreek Hill with Macklin back?
I don't know. He gets a lot of targets at least, but he didn't make too much happen last week. He's a gamble.
Is a spectacle.
Yeah, it's whether or not he's gonna go crazy. You know.
If I had to take something, I guess I would take Oakland. I guess I want to take Murray. I bet they let him control the game.
Yeah, Murray probably has a pretty good game. I like Spencer Ware to have a good game too. Travis Kelce, I think, keeps it going. He seems to be their best passing option.
That's true.
It's been over 100 yards in, what, like 4 of his last 6 or something. So you gotta like that. I think Coop and Crabtree probably each have a decent game. All the receivers there, maybe. I don't know if at this point you're looking at any other receivers, really, but I see a lot of offense there, and then Kansas City trying to make something happen with their defense and special teams. You know,
that's true.
I just don't think their offense can quite keep up, but that's been the story, that they've made something happen. Man, can you play Kansas City defense again?
Man, that's a good question.
I mean, they're one of the top defenses, right?
I think that on short rest on a Thursday game,
they're the number 4 defense, and pretty good over the last few weeks.
0 against Tampa Bay.
Against Tampa Bay.
Ah. And that's at Kansas. That was at Kansas City. So yep. I think on short rest, I don't think you can. I mean, of course you can, but
you know?
They scored 11 last time they played at Oakland.
That could be interesting.
Car twice, but
I think the offensive line and everything that's going on at Oakland, I think they're rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's risky on the, especially on the short rest. And
I bet they're riding a roller coaster too, because they beat Denver in overtime, and then they beat Atlanta, which just number one team with points.
Crazy,
Matt Ryan, they beat him, and so I think that they have to come back down to earth at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can see
it. I make the case stack well, but, you know, I would wait and double-check the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it is fucking snowing, just scrap every player, man.
Then it might be a good time for Kansas City defense.
Yeah, that might be the counterpoint then. Right. If it is snowing,
right?
That ball's coming loose. There's gonna be a pick.
And then you're running backs too. Huh? You got to make your decisions quick on that one, though.
I guess I'm taking Oakland. I like it.
I'm taking Oakland, but I'm pretty much full steam ahead for players on fantasy here, I guess, unless it's a blizzard, like you say. Even if it's pretty cold, I mean, they got all the warmers and coats and stuff. You know, it's not like the old days.
Right. I just mean, like, out on the field, like ball handling.
Car knows all about that. Just jam it in.
Just jam. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
They will never take you to the promised land. I want more than a wall.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. But what I realized the other day, you know, when I watched the entire half of football in like 12 minutes on DVR, is that they're not, you know, they're out there for a few minutes, and then you run back and you get the coat, you get the heater, and be all right.
Be all right.
Right? Be all right.
Yeah, nobody will die.
Nobody's going to die or, like, freeze or anything. Shit. Big old heater and coat. Yeah.
Alrighty. So I think that wraps up the Thursday night game.
Yeah, good enough, yeah.
So we wanted to talk... We want to talk about the week and recap a little, or do we want to go right into the... Just do that with the waiver.
I don't know if there's too much reason to recap the week at this point. Considering it's already, we're almost into the next week, we might as well just look to the future.
Right, so...
Eyes on the prize.
Eyes on the prize.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think that I like the Ravens' defense going forward.
Dude, they've been solid, yeah.
And if Flacco, which I'm sure is probably somewhere available.
What the fuck, Flacco? Huge game.
Huge game.
QB1 out of nowhere.
As well as, who's their tight end over there? Prater?
Pitta.
Pitta.
Everybody's been saying his name forever. If he finally had a big game, evened out all those games they've been saying to play him. I still don't like him. I don't like it to happen again. No, I mean, come on.
What about this one? What do you think about Ladarius Green?
I like it.
We said him earlier, and yeah, we got it flushed
been
out.
Talking about him a little bit.
We got it flushed out finally.
They went out and got him in the offseason. They like him, and he plays to that style that they like of throw it deep. And plus, he's a monster, so I like
still
him.
Still available in 34% of leagues. You're looking for a tight end.
Kind of, always.
You know me, I'm always looking for a tight end.
Actually kind of surprised he's owned in that many leagues, but I suppose so, yeah.
Let's see.
How about your boy Dwayne Allen? Three touchdowns on Monday night.
Why is he going to be my boy?
Oh, man.
Monster game. I think that's... I don't know. The Jets just really laid down in that game.
Four receptions, three touchdowns. I mean, that's what we've always said. That's all he's going to do is be an end zone target, it seems like.
And like I said, it just seems like... What was the interview with Revis? He wants to retire.
What a turd.
He likes to suck eggs or something. I don't even know what it was he said. It was graphic.
Whoa. I don't even want to know what he said.
And... They got a coach who's been there for, what, 2 years, and they just, it was a horrible game. It was so ugly. Yeah. He was supposed to have a winning team, and now everybody just sucks, just gone.
They got no quarterback. Patrick is throwing the ball over. Geno's getting punched in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. No identity.
Ugly, ugly team.
Yeah.
J-E-T-S. How about your boy for Arizona finally having a good game?
Who's that, Carson?
Carson.
I mean, he's had a few good games. He's not terrible, but he's unreliable, I guess I'd say. Like, sometimes he's just going to have that game where he gets sacked a whole bunch and fucking sucks.
Oh, here we go. Here's what I wanted to say.
He's not... Yeah, since that three-point game way back when, and then I dropped him there, and what, San Francisco didn't even play, but he's been all right since then.
This is one I wanted to say, looking to week 16.
Let's hear it.
Buccaneers. At Carolina and at Saints. The Carolina's at Tampa Bay. Excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, they got to play. They're playing for a playoff spot. Be it possible wild card or division.
18
still.
Against Seattle. 12 against San Diego.
Talking about their defense. Yeah, man. They've had a couple, like, 30-point games, too, right? Yeah. Yeah, I like the Bucs defense.
Yeah. I'm talking championship week, so yeah. Maybe that's a different episode, but... And
yeah, you gotta like how they've been playing the last 4 weeks after a couple rough weeks there. But
and how about this one? This is one I told you I was gonna field to you. Ted Ginn or Kelvin Benjamin forward? Carolina Panther fan over there.
I mean, right now you gotta be leaning towards Ginn a little bit. Maybe I would look at matchups and just see
Washington, Atlanta, Tampa Bay.
What about them? Oh, that's the matchup. So, Washington. You're going to have Norman. I think I might go Ginn there. Thinking Norman's probably maybe on Kelvin. I don't know. I'd have to look at the patterns a little more, I guess. But, man, Ginn's just producing more recently, right?
Right.
I mean, you like Kelvin for potential, I guess. But
it's just not happening.
You need the numbers.
It's just not happening.
Yeah.
I guess should have kept this going with Tampa Bay. Brate, what do you think about that guy?
I think
still
he's
only owned in 56% league. He's like number six tight end.
And he seems like he's finally been like making good on the uptick in usage and whatever. He's found the end zone a little bit more. And yeah, I like him going forward.
Right? You got to think, hey.
Especially like if he had Gronk.
Yeah.
You know, or Bennett. And I've been saying it. Bennett's, there's something wrong
you're
with
right.
him, man. He dropped a touchdown.
He didn't have anything.
Yeah.
He had like three targets and he had nothing.
Yeah, the one could have been a touchdown, but he's just not right. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Cameron Brate.
Yeah, I like it.
Definitely looks good. Might pick him up right now, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get it, cuz. You got that playoff push.
Yeah, I got to make the push. It's the playoffs.
Playoffs? Oh, man.
Oh, I just love that intro. It's so good.
Yeah. Missed it by 1 point. So pissed.
This is so important to me.
Oh, Don.
Oh, Donnie Don.
Okay, so this is what we wanted to talk about for this episode, finally. We wanted to talk about the ADP.
Yeah.
Kind of like the draft position.
How we thought they paid off, and then players that...
Kind of like
are owned on fantasy.
Yeah, kind of like the
playoff
players,
rosters.
Playoff rosters, and yep. Then the average draft position, what we wanted to do. So, like, here's one right away. Todd Gurley.
Huge bust.
Huge bust. If you're trying to make the playoffs, I don't know if you can trust Gurley going forward. I don't see how you could keep that going with Todd Gurley. And just no offensive line over there. I don't even see him in my top 10 here, just looking at it.
Of running backs, yeah.
I mean, Jay Ajayi is ahead of him.
Ouch.
So,
ouch.
I'll just leave that out there.
Yeah. I got him down here. Looks like about 20, 21, right after West, Kroll, Hyde.
Ouch.
Ouch.
AP?
AP got injured week two.
So injured. I like to just think of that because
it's a bust.
That's your, it's, you
it's
know,
a bust, but
first
it's an injury. You know, what are you going to say? Yeah, it was my first rounder. It hurt bad.
Right after that, Hopkins, there's another bust.
Huge bust. Just, it's the quarterback situation there, you know?
Now, here's one that you say isn't a bust, but I kind of think is because it got you to the playoffs, but now it's not going to keep going. AJ Green.
I mean...
Especially if you're in one of those leagues where you can't drop a player.
Yeah, that sucks. That's a shitty league, though.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get a real commissioner.
If you have a player on injured reserve or...
it's just like he's not on injured reserve.
But, that's shitty.
Yeah, if he's
that's
not on IR, league. You wouldn't be able to drop him.
Yeah, yeah.
Or some shit.
I don't know. But, I mean,
he was good until his injury, he was a
top wide receiver and really only had one terrible game. But, I mean...
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
He didn't hurt you as bad as some...
As, like, Alshon?
Yeah, or...
He's coming up, probably.
Keenan Allen or somebody.
Next, number 10, I got Rob Gronkowski.
I mean...
What'd you say? The four games that he played.
That he played, he was lights out. He's still number 10 tight end with those four games, so... I mean, you knew he was injured coming in. You didn't know he was going to get injured going out, unfortunately.
What do you think about this one? Now, Lamar Miller started hot.
Dude, he hasn't found the end zone. He's a bust.
Number 11. Bust?
He's a bust. What number is he?
I got him at 11.
You got him at...
Oh, I mean draft ADP.
Yeah, I got him at... He's the 16th. Running, he's RB 16. So overall, 11. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
You know, 16th running back is near waiver wire. How many rounds you got of a draft? 12.
What do you think about now? What do you think about this one? I didn't think about this one earlier. Dez Bryant, is that paying dividends at number 12?
He missed a couple of weeks. You know, so
I suppose now at the end when it's.
But,
if you have him now
and you made it to the playoffs, and he didn't miss too many weeks, but where is he here? I don't even see him.
Yeah, he's a ways down there.
He's a ways down there.
He's like 25.
Let's see.
24.
Yeah, those games he missed hurt you, and then he had a bad game too, but...
Ouch.
I think, I mean, right now, if you made the playoffs, he's not going to crush you, he could be pretty good.
I mean, but don't you think now that they've already clinched the playoffs, they're not going to go that hard anymore?
They haven't clinched the division, and they haven't clinched home field and stuff yet. So
they just clinched playoffs?
And it's old Jared Jones. I don't think, you know... He wants to see his horses run, so to speak. He paid a lot of money for this team, and he likes to watch them play.
Get them boys out there.
Right? and,
wow.
Yeah. So
you're going to love winning.
Jerry Jones.
Dude, and after how many rough years the Cowboys have had... I don't think he lets up.
I don't think so.
I don't think he lets up.
He might be right.
Until,
I don't know. I don't think
maybe
he...
week 17. And maybe week 16 when we get there. But these next 2 weeks, I think they're still full steam ahead. Because the Giants have only got, what, 3 losses?
Right, yeah. They're,
so
they're
win
next
at least
in.
2 more.
They're
yeah.
next in.
Yeah.
Here's one for you, Nick. I'll let Let's you field this one. Brandon Marshall.
Oh, dude. I drafted him. I have my little cheat sheet up here, actually, that I found my little draft cheat sheet that I made up before I drafted, circled the players that I looked. Brandon Marshall, I had last year as the number 3 wide receiver.
Yeah, he turned out pretty good last year.
Just behind AB and Julio.
Whoa.
Terrible this year.
Whoa.
Right? And I circle him thinking, you know, that's some value right there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Here's another one for you. Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I drafted him too. Dude, he started out hot and then got injured that first week. That really hurt me going down the stretch. He was in my starting lineup, you know.
Cam Newton, quarterback number 1.
Draft, average draft, yeah, man. I had, in my other league, I had him going overall number 1. but maybe a little underexperienced there.
Mike Evans, how about this guy? Went
overproduced.
Went as number 11 wide receiver.
Wow. And he's what?
Number two?
Wow. Overperformed. Holy cow.
All right. Alshon Jeffery's number 12. Which, in my opinion, is
drafted.
A bust.
Yeah. Yeah, huge bust.
Huge bust.
Whether it's been, pardon me, lingering injuries or suspension or whatnot. I mean, just
Brandon Cooks, here's another bust.
Bust. I thought
Sammy
Cooks
Watkins,
was overprojected.
Bust.
Yeah, injury problems with Watkins.
Same
but
with
that's
CJ.
That's the story of his career. CJ, yep. CJ is another one I thought was overprojected because he did
terrible last year.
He
did like first round in ours, didn't he? First or second round?
He was, yeah, and he was projected as one of the top running backs.
Yeah, that's
I don't
ugly.
Like it. Ugly.
Ugly. Greg Olsen, now he's number three tight end.
Yeah, I mean.
And he's like number two.
And he's produced for
you. But he went at 41.
Yeah, which for tight ends, you know, they're kind of, they're not drafted real high.
Yeah,
yeah. Just Gronk is maybe an exception, or, you know, maybe Jimmy Graham a couple years ago. But, yeah, so 41, and he's done pretty well of late. A little bit of a slump, but.
Russell Wilson, speaking of slump, number three QB overall.
I'm going to keep saying it. He's like.
He's due to turn it on.
Yeah, well, he's deceptive in fantasy because by the end of the season, he's going to have good numbers, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, he was the number four quarterback or whatever. But, yeah, it's like he's going to turn it on at the end, and like, but. He's probably already fucked you over if you drafted him and you're out of the playoffs.
Who makes these deals?
Yeah, like, it's just too hard to figure out there.
Here's one you got value. DeMarco Murray, RB19.
Wow. How his stock fell that hard is just shocking. And he's what, number two or something?
Number one or number two,
Number two, wow.
David Johnson?
Number four,
maybe.
Yeah, just behind Melvin Gordon.
Wow.
Wow.
Gotta like that.
Yeah.
And you know, the next one, number 20, Jeremy Hill, is not even on the top.
Wow. Yeah.
Delanie Walker? Here's one. Isn't he number one? T.E. number one. Going at tight end number five.
59th
pick.
Yeah, I guess there's about three of them tied at 98 points there. Walker, Olsen, and Graham.
Yeah, Graham. How about that one?
How about that? Didn't see that coming. What a comeback! Good for him.
Oh, here you'll love this one.
Let's hear it.
You'll love this. Arian Foster.
Wow. No, he's retarded, right? No?
Yeah, he's retarded.
He retarded during the season. Yeah, he retired.
That same injury.
Wow,
that
same
injury.
Injury.
Just couldn't get over the hump there.
Crazy.
Matt Jones. Remember him?
Who?
Matt Jones.
Who? Yeah, he's a goner, huh? He was drafted, huh?
Yeah, he was drafted.
Wow.
Chris Ivory was drafted.
Ivory was drafted.
Bortles was drafted.
Ouch. How about Eric Decker? There's a average draft pick, 55.
This says Derrick Henry was drafted, Nick.
I think Derrick Henry was drafted.
95th.
People weren't quite sold on what's his name yet.
Marco.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a clear handcuff. If you got him, you need to have him on your bench if you've got Marco, just in case.
And yeah.
Because you can't afford a big hole.
That was
at a running back position.
Yeah, that was one of the big stories that we wanted to kind of mention going forward was last year what the top two players on championship rosters were Tim Hightower and Charcandrick West.
Who are not starters.
So which would make you think that handcuffs to injured players that just turn it on right at the right time, which was playoff time, and so how important stuff like that is, you know.
I mean, I don't know what to think about it.
I mean, if I'm in the playoffs, I handcuff my players and I handcuff my opponent's players if I can.
Oh, yeah, handcuffing your opponent's players is huge.
And I might even handcuff them before I handcuff my own.
How do you feel about this one? Denver Broncos, defense number one, 105th pick, 10-man team about the 11th round.
Honestly, I've been... I would like to draft him higher if I could feel confident in a defense. I think that sometimes having that good, solid defense can be... is undervalued, you know. It has more value than you expect, or than we sometimes give it credit for, to have that, like, solid defense that you almost don't even have to think about.
Oh, here's your Kansas City at defense number six.
Yeah.
So that's that lined up about right.
Yeah.
140th pick.
I mean, that's a value pick.
Right? You gotta like that.
Points scored.
Yeah. I mean...
here's on my list. I had Denver 1 and KC 2. I had KC circled. Somebody must have got them before me because I ended up with Seattle, which I also had circled. But
yeah. Jimmy Graham, TE 14.
Yeah.
120th pick. Wow. Gotta love that. He wasn't
even on the radar.
He's putting up dividends, son.
Yeah.
Vincent Jackson, he fell off. What about Cardinals D? Where are they at?
You know, I just
I'll
don't
pull it up.
I mean, they've been losing. I don't think
number
they've
five,
been the same. Really,
101 points.
Wow,
standard
that
kind of
surprises me, actually.
Yeah, right. They're like, are they gonna even make the playoffs?
They just beat the Redskins to keep their hopes alive, but they're like, what, 5-6-1 or something?
Oh shit! I didn't even realize this.
They basically have to win.
I was the number three team.
You are? Yeah.
I did better than Josh.
Yeah, I told you, because I was trying to kick Josh out of the playoffs and sneak in that last spot. You knew there's no way I could catch you.
I thought I was going to squeak in. I barely thought I was going to make it.
I've been telling you since the game you and me played that you could lose out and you'd still make it. And you just don't believe me. Shit. Fool, I had this shit.
Fuck, I gotta play O'Leary then.
7 when I was 1-6, and I'm like, if I start winning now,
start the runs.
Dude, and I almost did it. I just lost that one game by 1 point. Otherwise, I'm in the playoffs.
You beat me by 1 point.
I beat you by 1 point, won my last 5.
It's gonna happen.
It was so close. That game. Kansas City
Stamina.
Had 6 sacks, and we go 2 points
Stamina.
A sack. So they had
stamina.
A huge game. Yeah, they had the stamina. Oh man,
yeah. It was an epic season.
Yep.
Epic season. It was definitely one for the books.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little off topic, but what do you think about this one? Tevin Coleman drafted 15th round.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he, in the 15th round, I don't think he busted you. I mean, that's drafting to your bench, right?
Right, so, you got to think of that.
He had a few good games, and then he got injured. I actually like him to be owned still, you know. He's, if anything happens to Devontae, and plus, if you're just in a pinch, I don't think he's a bad start with their offense.
What do you think about Giovanni Bernard?
He's injured now, and he was just hard to figure out when to play. He had some productive games, but I mean, I owned him. I think I drafted him, and the times that I played him were his bad games. The times he was on my bench were his productive games. It was just like, fuck! You know, it's hard to fucking figure it out with a guy like that in fantasy.
Yeah, that's definitely tough.
Yeah.
But you gotta like Ezekiel Elliott, David Johnson.
Love him. Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell. I mean, second round.
And yeah, I mean, he missed those first few games, but has still kicked it into gear. So I suppose that's about right. If you were willing to forego those first games of him, hopefully you still squeaked
right
into the playoffs. And now, you know, it's
gotta love McCoy.
Yeah,
and fucking
huge.
RB 15, he's like number 4 or 5, something like that. That's like all I really got for the ADP. What did you have for the popular players over there?
Let's see.
Or did you have any more ADP you want to talk about?
No, that's good. I just got to find that that site I was on there. There we go.
Most popular players.
Most common players on draft rosters. David Johnson. So,
yeah.
I mean,
clearly.
Average
You've
first
got David Johnson. You are winning.
Yep. Yeah, average number 9. So he really paid dividends for you. DeMarco Murray.
Gotta love Murray.
Owned
Spencer. Spencer has him.
Yeah. 50th average draft pick. Huge. Spencer Ware. 120th. I mean,
God, I wonder if he's available.
Rob Kelly and Davante Adams, undrafted players.
You gotta like Fat Rob.
Fat Rob, right? Terrell Pryor, I mean, 138th.
You had him.
Yeah, I haven't dropped him. Matt Ryan,
you have him?
Yeah, I think I got him on the waiver. So Jordan Howard, undrafted.
I got him.
LeSean McCoy. Man, I'm trying to think what this exactly says to me, but I think mostly it's that you can't always trust, you know, who's projected to, you know, be the top players, and
you gotta like wait and see,
and now
I think you gotta
your waivers.
Yep, gotta realize who's rolling and who's not, like, you know.
So I mean, just looking at this, you basically could have made a playoff team out of good waiver picks, you know.
Yeah, right.
Even if you did shitty for the first 3-4 weeks and were just getting good picks and got the right ones, which is good to remember because it's easy to get discouraged, especially if you lose those first couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck this.
Fuck.
I fucking hate this game. I remember.
I run, I win.
I run, I win. Yeah. quarterbacks, top quarterbacks on playoff rosters: Ryan, Prescott, Rodgers, Breeze, and Brady. So I think you would have probably maybe Rodgers, Breeze, and Brady.
Yep,
Brady came in suspended, so maybe.
I think you have Brady. You have Breeze, right?
Prescott and Ryan are probably kind of surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rodgers, no surprise.
No surprise, but those running backs: Ware, Kelly, and Howard for sure. And really all of these wide receivers, except for Mike Evans maybe, Davante Adams, Terrell Pryor, Tyrell Williams, and Jameson Crowder.
Crowder and Williams. Surprising.
Right? What?
Who's got had Crowder from the get-go probably, right?
Yeah. Tight ends, Graham, Kelsey, Rudolph, Olsen, Ebron. Graham
is surprised.
A bit surprising just because of
I think
his
that's
comeback.
Surprised. Rudolph is number 3 up there because he's not doing as good.
Just sort of a low consistency, you know.
Yeah.
If he scores you 5 every week over, you know, 12 weeks, he's going to be right up there, I guess.
Yeah.
Ebron is kind of a surprise. I don't even think of him as.
I mean. To be fair, I think he's still, you know, he's owned in 80% of leagues, which I'm surprised.
And I wouldn't even.
Yeah, I wouldn't even guess that.
I wouldn't even really want to start him. He's like.
He had 3 last week.
Right?
Zero at Minnesota.
The number 19 tight end. So it's just interesting that would be a guy that's owned on most playoff rosters, you know.
That's crazy
that
to think
just
about.
Speaks to, like, depth of roster or, you know, who you're hanging on to
and
not letting be available.
If that's your bench guy, you know.
Something
like that.
Yeah.
Because how many of those guys would you actually start?
I wouldn't start Ebron. I would definitely start Graham, Kelsey. Olsen right now is not a must start.
No.
After his last few games.
No, Carolina is in disarray.
Yeah, Rudolph is.
Yeah,
he's an okay start. He's not a must start, but Kelsey.
Play him at a flex.
Yeah, Kelsey at this point, I would say, after his last 5-6 games and Graham.
And what about, like, Davante Adams and Pryor? Those aren't must starts. I mean, you think Adams.
Seems like it, and then he didn't do anything last week, but I expect
weather.
That to be the.
Weather.
Yeah, exactly. But Pryor, I mean,
Chowder
has gotten
and
to
Will,
a must
and
start.
Terrell?
No. I mean, I think Williams is. I don't even think he played. Just
wow.
Interesting little factoids, I guess.
Fucking A. Yeah, I don't even know what that really means.
Right? Just...
If you've got one of those players, you need to hit us on Twitter and tell us how it worked out for you.
Right.
For real. I'm thinking about dropping, you know, Benjamin for Ginn kind of thing.
I don't know if I'd drop him, but I mean, if you don't
think
have
about trying to get
option,
Malcolm
I like
Mitchell
Ginn
or
as a pickup.
Mitchell or LaFell?
Yeah. LaFell. The Bengals are kind of tough for me, but
that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Dalton as of late.
Yeah, he played better now. That last game, he played shitty two games ago.
Yeah, that's true. But
how do you figure out the Red Rocket?
Oh, I thought it was the Red Ryder BB gun.
The Red Rifle.
I don't know what they call him anymore.
Yeah.
But I mean, how do you actually play LaFell? I mean, is he the number one guy there?
I'd say Eifert might be, but then, yeah, LaFell. I can't even think who else they got. My apologies.
Nobody I would want to have, I guess.
You're fired.
Trump.
Ay-yay-yay.
Yeah, I mean... And they have a good matchup this week at Cleveland, so I like LaFell for spot play. Anybody against Cleveland?
Yeah, that's true. Anybody against Cleveland. Cincy defense, too, right?
Yep.
Always good to mention who's playing against Cleveland. Yeah.
And,
poor Cleveland.
What about the Jets? How about those guys?
He's playing against the Jets. Oh, man. What a shout out to our listeners. 10 unique listeners in the United Kingdom.
Holy shit. Huh? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if I believe that.
I know, right?
We're getting up there. Look at this shit.
They probably think it's the other football.
Yeah.
But then I'm sure they're like,
American football is not bad.
Show's pretty badass.
Keep it fucking gangster.
Right? Yeah, I got the advanced stats now.
Oh, you got advanced stats? Yeah, see the
we can see the
states?
Map and stuff, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we got to try to get this map filled
California?
In. Only two downloads in Oregon, huh? I guess we got like two friends in Oregon, so that's probably right.
Yeah. Look at that, Texas?
Two? New Mexico, California, big
44.
Fans.
44, big fans out in California.
Of course, the homeland, Iowa. The Midwest, yeah, we got a little coverage.
Virginia, huh?
Virginia
and Maryland.
Maryland, East
Pennsylvania?
Coast. Only one in North Carolina.
Boo hiss.
I think those numbers should be a little better.
Florida, nine down in Florida. In. They love us down in Florida. Cali.
Need to get Alaska and Hawaii, yeah.
Well, they don't have football teams, so...
Yeah, I suppose so.
They probably don't get it.
It's tough.
But yeah, man, I'm impressed by the UK. We got to figure out a promotion for them.
Right.
Some sort of... What do they got? Pounds over there?
Pounds.
The old English pound.
Pounds, baby.
Pound town, baby.
Pieces, I'm talking pounds, baby. Yeah.
Pound town.
So that's pretty cool.
Shout out. Yeah, I'll have to check the stats, see if anybody ordered pizzas.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, figure that out. Yeah, give a shout out to our customers via our supporters via Pizza Pit.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to them.
Amen.
Let's see, what else you got? I don't have too much else.
Yeah, I suppose that's about it.
What about you, Don?
No action.
No action.
Huh.
Fantastic.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Thank you, darling.
Very long and very hard.
Whoa.
That's strange.
Well, thanks for hanging with us, Don, and our amazing studio.
Yeah, thanks for being here once again.
Man, definitely. It's always good to be in the studio, Gangster right? Fantasy Football Podcast.
If you're listening, hit us on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
At GFF_podcast.
Yep.
And get it going. I'll talk
get
to
it
you.
Going.
We'll talk to you.
Yeah, we'll definitely hit into the asks. Yeah. And, well, we'll probably do a big show on Friday.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Get
so
the big show
get,
the, by the
get the matchups,
the
recap
matchups.
Thursday, and hopefully get you ready to win that last game or start your playoffs.
Hell yeah.
Big money to be had. Alrighty. Well, with that, I'm Steve and Barbara.
Mickey G.
Signing off.